The twin problems of soaring power bills and unaffordable housing could keep Australia's carbon emissions high, according to a new analysis. Researchers at the University of New South Wales have used census data to work out how many Australians can't install solar panels because they don't own the homes they live in. And according to the findings, millions of households are locked out of the solar energy market altogether. Stephen Smiley reports.
...34-year-old librarian Alyssa Janes rents a freestanding three-bedroom share house with friends in Marrickville and Sydney's Inner West.
We split all of the bills equally, so we've got gas and electricity, and we have noticed that our electricity prices are increasing.
Alyssa Janes has wondered about things the housemates could do to reduce that bill, like petitioning to get solar panels installed on their roof.
We'd have to ask our landlord, which is very delicate in the Sydney rental market. I think landlords are just looking for the quietest, easiest person and not necessarily the one that's saying, give me $10,000 solar panels.
Mike Roberts is a postgraduate researcher in the School of Photovoltaic and Renewable Energy Engineering at the University of New South Wales in Sydney. He says Alyssa Janes' situation is increasingly common as more Australians rent and as homeowners ditch the quarter-acre block freestanding house for a flat or apartment.
So across New South Wales, we estimate there are around 2.6 million people who are locked out of accessing solar energy, which is about 35% of the New South Wales population. In North Sydney, we estimate that about 74%, three-quarters of people in North Sydney, cannot access solar energy. Waverley, 60%, Strathfield, 56%.
Australia is the world's sunniest continent, and the country leads the world in the installation of solar panels on residential rooftops. 1.6 million Australian households already have solar panels, and in the April to June quarter of this year, 6 gigawatts of extra solar power capacity was added to the grid.
But ultimately there will be a limit once we've done all the houses, and that's a way off yet, so we've still got a way to go. But ultimately, if we don't address the rental issue and the apartment issue, then there definitely will be a stop to it.
So what's his solution?
So basically, we still have an energy market that is set up based on the old arrangement where you had a centralised coal-fired power station, and energy was flowing one way from there into the cities and into residents' houses. What we are moving towards is a distributed energy system where it's not all about one-way flows. You might want to, for instance, if you're in an apartment building, get together with your neighbours and collectively own a solar system and share that energy. Or if you're a landlord, you might want to have a solar system on the roof and sell that energy to your tenant.
That's renewable energy engineering researcher Mike Roberts, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.